There have been breakthroughs in treating cancer, but what about preventing it in the first place? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. All this week, we've been bringing you a series of stories on cancer and the environment. In the final part of our series, Mark Brush visits some researchers who are looking deep into ourselves for answers.
Researchers here at the University of Michigan's Comprehensive Cancer Center are working on a puzzle. Dr. Madhuri Kakarala has me peek through a microscope.
Just describe for me what you see here, and I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, let's see here. I see like a cluster of white spots.
Right, that looks kind of like a circular ball, right? A three-dimensional circular ball. That is a mammosphere.
They're stem cells from human breast tissue. Dr. Kakarala says a chemical many of us are exposed to, bisphenol A, can promote cell growth. And they want to learn if it promotes the growth of some kinds of breast cancers. This is just one experiment in this lab, one puzzle. They're also looking at how some spices like turmeric and pepper might keep cells from turning cancerous, and how some foods and anti-inflammatory drugs might also help.
What we are trying to do is look at those individuals that we know have an increased risk of developing cancer and intervene with those people before they already have cancer.
Much of the research they do here falls under the umbrella term of cancer prevention research. Cancer prevention can be cell biology research like this, or developing vaccines, or it can mean educating the public about the things that can reduce cancer risk. Things like maintaining a healthy weight, reducing emotional stress, eating the right foods, and exercising. Some cancer rates are rising, but if you look at all cancers combined, the overall rates have been ticking downward since 2001. More people have quit smoking, and that's led to a drop in lung cancer rates. More people are getting screened, and that's led to a drop in colon cancer rates. Dr. Dean Brenner heads up the lab where Dr. Kakarala works. He says the lesson is that cancer prevention works.
We already know that when you intervene early by understanding some of the causal events, causal things such as tobacco, we see a reduction in mortality.
The complex puzzle remains. Can researchers find the things that increase our cancer risk? There are around 80,000 chemicals in our lives today, and only a fraction of those have been well studied. Many health professionals say more needs to be done, but all this research takes money. And today, more money is spent on treating the disease than preventing it. The National Cancer Institute is the biggest funder of research in the U.S. The government agency has an annual budget of more than $5 billion. When we looked at the programs aimed at prevention, around 13% of their 2011 budget went toward this kind of research. In an email, an NCI official told us they spent closer to 27% of their 2011 budget on prevention. And they say much of the research they fund focuses on cell biology, which can lead to breakthroughs in treatment and prevention. Dr. Kakarala says no matter what her funding situation, she'll keep looking for answers. In her first year of medical school, she was diagnosed with an advanced thyroid cancer. She says living through that experience helps her when she's in the lab or with her patients.
It makes me really understand the suffering that they're going through because I've been in that bed. And in the lab, it's a huge motivator. You may or may not get your next grant, but I'm not giving up on this because this is a mission. It's not just a career.
Dr. Kakarala says she feels like her experience drives her to solve these complex genetic puzzles, to learn ways to keep our cells from mutating out of control. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.
If you've missed any of the stories in our Cancer and Environment series, you can find a link to the series on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.